You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 and verse 16. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you also are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. There are two issues here that we must allow. The first one says, let the peace of God rule your heart. And the second one says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. In other words, it is the plan of God that the peace of God should rule our heart. Can you see? The way God designed us is that His peace should rule our heart. That means that our heart should be so filled with the peace of God that we have peace of heart. But what many people are experiencing is contrary to this. What they are experiencing is troubled heart, restless heart, a heart that is full of fear. But brethren, I tell you the truth, it is God's plan that your heart should be ruled by peace. The king in your heart should be the peace of God. The peace of God, rule your heart, control it. So just imagine if we allow this to happen, that every one of our heart is ruled by the peace of God. The world that we live in is a place of trouble and sorrow. You will see many things that will disturb your heart. But the plan of God is why we are in this world. His peace will rule in our heart. But there is a word there. He says, and let, allow it. You won't allow it if you do not allow the word of God to have its place in your heart. In other words, you are the one that is hindering peace in your heart. God has sufficient peace to give to everybody. Your restlessness, your troubled heart is of your making. God is ready to allow His peace to rule in your heart, but you must let it. You must allow God to get His peace to rule in your heart. Brethren, we need to cry to God on this matter. The Lord, I want the peace of God to rule my heart, because our heart is filled with a lot of things that disturbs us. The next thing he says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, richly, richly. It means that if you are not giving attention to the words of Christ, if you are not giving attention to the teachings of the scriptures, there is no way you are going to have the life of Christ. There is no way you are going to live out this life of Jesus Christ. He says, richly in all wisdom. If there is one thing you need to pay attention to, it is the word of Christ. He said, let it dwell in you richly, not sparingly. It's not something you hear just twice in a year, and then you say, we just want to thank God for this. It should be every day. It should be consistent. That's why I keep warning, everywhere you are going, where what they are teaching is not the words of Christ. Now, when we say the word of Christ, you know, we could easily have said the word of God. The reason we say the word of Christ and why scripture is saying the word of Christ is for you to understand that the goal of the word of God is Jesus. Everything points us to Jesus. So wherever you are going, that you are alone learning Christ, I want to tell you, they are wasting your life. Anywhere you are going, that it is not about Jesus, knowing Him more and more. How can the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom if you don't hear it? If all you hear is that your enemy should die, is that you should, it is your turn to make money, it's your turn to eat food. Brethren, those kind of nonsense are not going to take you anywhere. It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. It is my prayer that you will allow God to reign in your heart. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818-615-7852. God bless you.